So, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on a tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. See, when you're dead to sin, you live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. That's the part I want to get to. By whose stripes? Whose stripes? Remember those stripes they put on his back? By his stripes. He didn't say you were going to be healed. You were. When they put those stripes and when Jesus got up, you were healed. That's when you got your healing. When you accepted, that's another thing. But that's when it was yours. Healing belongs to you all the days of your life. If healing belongs to you, eternal life belongs to you. If eternal life belongs to you, prosperity belongs to you. If prosperity belongs to you, peace belongs to you. Hallelujah. By whose stripes you were healed. But let me get to this and close. In hell, he suffered the pangs of death. Did you hear what I said? Say here, Acts 2:24. Y'all can put that up. That's King James. Acts 2:24. Glory to God. Acts 2:24. Thank you, Jesus. In hell, he suffered the pains of death. But watch it. And he conquered death by his resurrection life. He conquered death. How did he conquer? With resurrection life. Acts 2:24, whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Because it's what? It was not possible that he should be holden of it. Having loosed the pains of death. Who did it? God loosed the pains of death from Jesus. Why? Because he had satisfied the claims of justice. Jesus had met every demand that justice required for man's sin to be paid in full. All that suffering, all that he did, he had met the demands. And so when he did, he was loose from the pains of death. And when he was loose from it, from the pains of death, there he was in hell, but he was that it was illegal because an innocent man belongs to a place of torment. An innocent man don't belong in a place of a prison. Jesus was innocent, but he had satisfied and paid it all, and he was innocent. Isn't that good news? And then God could legally raise him from the dead. And that's exactly what he did. And he was the firstborn, the first man that was raised spiritually from the dead. And he became that righteous seed that everybody, because sin had been paid for, we had been reconciled, and mankind is free to accept life. Speaking concerning David, I foresaw the Lord always before my faith. Well, he's on my right hand that I should not be moved. No, speaking concerning David, David was a prophet as well as a king. David, he says, for David speaking concerning him. See, David spoke concerning him. I foresaw the Lord always before my faith. For he's on my right hand. Where is he at on my right hand that I should not be moved? Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh at rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Not in the grave. In hell. H-E-L-L. That's not grave. H-E-L-L is hell. And some people try to try to twist around and say hell is the grave. No, it ain't. Grave is the grave. You're just about 4 or 5 feet down, 6 feet in the earth. Hell is beneath it. And hell is a place of torment. If I had time, I'd go to Luke Gospel and read the story of rich man Jairus and poor man Lazarus. Hallelujah. Don't have time. But watch. Therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh at rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer what? Listen, thy Holy One to see corruption. And somebody said, we're talking about David. Let's read on so we can see. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life, and thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he's both dead and buried. Now listen to this real good. He's both what? Dead and buried. And his sepulcher is what? With us unto this day. So he couldn't have been talking about David, because he said David still, his bones still in the grave. I went in the tomb where Jesus was. Ain't no bones in there. Because he said he's still with us to the day. In the sepulcher. He said, therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he should raise up Christ. Is that plain enough? He raised up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul were not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Just talking about Jesus. After 3 days, he was raised. His body did not decay, but David did. He said, this Jesus has God raised up. We are all the witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heaven, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Both Lord and Christ. And I want to tell you this morning, he's still both Lord and Christ. He is risen. I'm going to say it again. He is risen. Any man that will believe with his heart and confess it with his mouth will be saved. And because of what Jesus did, everything Satan trying to bring in this earth has already been taken care of. That's why we take Psalm 91, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 and 6, Matthew 8, 17, 1 Peter 2:24. We take those scriptures because we know what it said. We know that Hebrews 13:5-6. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We are never alone. We are not by ourselves. We know that the blood of Jesus had been shed, and Jesus took that blood after he came out of that place, and he took it and offered that blood on the heavenly utensils. He cleansed, and that blood is in the throne of God right now. And God and Jesus, are you listening to me? I'm talking about a resurrected man made a covenant between the two, and that covenant can never be broken. So you don't ever have to be concerned by somebody going to foul it up.